The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Let's hear what you have to say.
Love your show every morning. Listen every day. Your topics are spot on. Keep it coming, buddy.
You know you're in South Carolina when they're speaking good old-fashioned common sense on the radio. That's 94.5 The Answer.
Coming to you live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios.
Is this mic on? I guess. Anyway.
Here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
It's a beautiful day.
Texter on the Big Rock text line, this is Sam asking, just out of curiosity, has the school denounced drag queen book readings? I don't know. No indication that they have or have not. Several of you are talking about the same idea that Terry, who just called, asking questions about this young lady, a former student from the school, Christian school. Maybe she was resentful of the school because she felt like that they were judging her because she's trans. I don't know. Texter, honestly, Joey, most of these shooters have violent past and interactions. They shoot. Be taken out of society forever after the first they should be taken out of society forever after the first act of violence. Why do the innocent people have to be exposed to these human beings? It doesn't matter how they got that way. Based on what we know about this shooter right now, she did not have a violent past, was relatively just unknown in the community. Hard to say. It's hard to say what's going on in someone's mind. I mean, what is happening to our world? There's a story that I found last night about a Wayne State University professor. Now, this is an adult who was suspended after writing on Facebook that it's more admirable to kill a right-wing speaker than it is to shout them down on a college campus. Now, think about that for a minute. Stephen Shaviro is his name. A College of Liberal Arts and Science professor wrote on Facebook, this was on Sunday, that while he does not advocate violating federal and state criminal codes, it is far more admirable to kill a racist, homophobic, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down. The professor was reportedly placed on leave, and the incident was reported to law enforcement agencies. Now, he was placed on leave with pay. Shaviro wrote, according to a screenshot that has now been deleted, obviously, quote, when right-wing groups invite such speakers to campus, it is precisely because they want to provoke an incident that discredits the left and gives more publicity and validation to these reprehensible views than they could otherwise attain. These protesters get blamed instead of the bigoted speaker. The university administration finds a perfect excuse to side publicly with the racists or phobes. The national and international press has a field day saying that bigots are the ones being oppressed rather than the people those bigots actually hate being the victims of oppression. I mean, how in the world would you have such thoughts that it's better just to kill someone that is speaking something that you disagree with rather than shouting them down. Hey, I have an idea. You don't even need to be shouting them down either. Just don't go. If there's a, and this guy, he's a professor on campus, and I'm sure, you know, it's kind of a similar situation to like, Charlie Kirk often finds himself in when his, Turning Point USA organization has an event on a campus. He's had several recently where, the left tried to disrupt his speech. And these are people, that supposedly believe in freedom of speech. They want us to have to listen to their speech. We're supposed to sit there and quietly listen to them, but yet our views are not valuable. The Wayne State University president, Roy Wilson, responded to the post yesterday. He sent out an email to the entire campus community condemning Stephen Shaviro's language. The president wrote, "The post stated that rather than shouting down those with whom we disagree, one would be justified to commit murder to silence them. We have on many occasions defended the right of free speech guaranteed by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but we feel this post far exceeds the bounds of reasonable or protected speech. It is at best morally reprehensible and at worst criminal." My only question to you, President Roy Wilson, is why didn't you fire him? Rather than suspend him with pay, why not fire him? I wonder what the consequences would have been had it been a conservative professor saying something similar about a left-wing speaker. Would they have been suspended with pay? 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday. A lot of text messages coming in. I'm kind of sifting through them. Doug says, "Good morning, Joe. As usual, someone with a mental illness shoots up a school, but it's the gun's fault." Of course it's the gun's fault. That was the first place Joe Biden went. No surprise. Joe Biden yesterday calling for what he refers to as his assault rifles and wanting to ban them.
"I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we began to make some more progress."
I mean, he really thinks that by banning a gun, that this is going to change everything. I mean, he honestly believes that. Every time something like this happens, he goes back to his, "Well, we got to ban the guns." Texter says, "Joey, I see that Biden wasted no time politicizing the death of children in order to push his anti-gun agenda. Time for a history lesson. Committing murder has been against the law for thousands of years. It was carved on a stone tablet. There was a time when there was only one punishment for murder, and any law written since then has only weakened the original law, not made it stronger. You would think our lawmakers would understand that and apply that logic to all of our laws." Texter, "The Bible has been taken out of our schools, so anything can happen. If we stop and think, how close is our country to being a pagan land? If Biden were the right kind of person, he would put the Bible back in school, and if your kids don't like it, too bad. Our country was founded on this book." You're right, Faye. You're so right. We have let the Bible and God's word be taken out of so many places in our life. I mean, you know, it's public prayer is frowned upon. I mean, you had the director of the Tennessee Investigating Bureau apologizing for praying yesterday. Director Roush asked for prayers, and he was genuine when he did so, saying, I'll probably be criticized for this, but it's what we do in the South. It's what we do. We pray for one another. Look, the timing on this is interesting because just yesterday a poll was released that gives us a little bit of a glimpse on what's going on in our country and maybe why we are seeing some of the things that we're seeing. Some of the results of this poll as far as our attitude towards religion, towards our country, towards authority, it kind of explains why we find ourselves in this position. I'll share that with you coming up next. 877-235-9405. Your call, your opinion, your insight. Option one, Tommy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, you can leave a quick message. And as always, your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com at 645.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
Close to 3 years ago now, I started my journey with PhD weight loss and nutrition. I lost 30 pounds within just a few months. And because of the PhD weight loss and nutrition maintenance program, I've been able to maintain that weight again almost 3 years later. Most of us really care most about the pounds. That's our scale. That's how we grade our success when we start a weight loss program. And that's okay. That's good. I mean, that's the whole idea. But with the PhD weight loss and nutrition program, we also have what we call the non-scale victories. The things that also happen as a result of weight loss that make life better. For example, within the first few months, you'll find yourself sleeping better. You'll notice that you're in a much better mood. You'll have more energy. Then you'll see that your mind is sharper, that you have a better attention span, that your memory's better. That's what I want for you. I want you to be able to lose that excess weight, but I also want you to get healthy again. And that's what the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program is all about. It's based on the science of nutrition. And Dr. Lucas and her team, they focus on you as a whole person. Yes, you'll lose weight, but you'll also have those non-scale victories as well. Call my friends at PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition today and get started. 864-252-4925. Set up an appointment, go in, sit down, talk with them, and see if this program is right for you. You can find them online as well at myphdweightloss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers. It's 647.
Sean Hannity believes things are going to get worse.
The Fed Chair, Jerome Powell, warning that Biden's persistent inflation will force him to raise rates higher and faster. This is not good news. If you think the Biden inflation tax was bad, it's about to get a lot worse. This is the first real telegraph that his policies heretofore have not done the job.
Get the right answer from Sean Hannity. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 94.5. The Answer.
Whoa, wait a minute. My house is worth how much?
Look, the house is great. The landscaping is perfect. But have you looked at your concrete floors?
I mean,
your pool deck is crumbling. Your driveway is all cracked and filthy. And the garage is all chipped and peeling and stained.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't worry. If you really want to make this house a home, we've got to call Atlas Coatings. Atlas Coatings.
They can transform these surfaces in as little as one day with top shelf commercial grade concrete coatings.
Made in the USA.
Except no substitutes.
We're not settling for cheap knockoffs or weak epoxies.
Atlas Coatings are four times stronger than epoxy.
Tough, durable, and slip and stain resistant.
Atlas Coatings comes with a lifetime warranty.
Indoors and outdoors, residential and commercial, we do it all.
Call 864-999-0404 for
for free quotes or visit us online at atlas-coatings.com. Mention 94.5 The Answer and save $300 on your next project. Atlas Coatings. Who knew concrete could look this good?
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
It's the morning show everybody's talking about. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
On our guest line this morning, representing House District 4 in Pickens County, Representative Davey Hyatt.
You come highly recommended from other House members, I'll tell you that. They said you need to get on the radio and talk to Joey. He's a great guy. So you come, your reputation precedes you.
Now, back to The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
Some good news for North Greenville County. Yesterday, a glowing red emergency sign above the entrance to North Greenville Hospital's emergency department was turned on again after being closed for over 2 years. So once again, residents of Northern Greenville County will have access to emergency medical care. Prisma Health reopened the North Greenville Hospital emergency department yesterday. It had closed it during the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. William Jackson, the Prisma Health Vice Chair of Emergency Services for the Upstate, said, "That light doesn't ever go out. We're essentially open 24/7 from here on." And this is a big win. A lot of people in the North Greenville area had wanted this to be reopened. And kudos to Greenville County Council, to those in our state house, the local delegation who worked on this. They were able to do this through a one-time designation of just over $13 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds that had been distributed to Greenville County. County Council Chair Dan Tripp said, quote, "This major investment by the county in the Prisma Health North Greenville Hospital Emergency Department ensures that residents will have convenient access to 24/7 emergency department care. This public-private partnership is a wonderful example of how a community can come together to find creative solutions." If you were in the northern extreme areas of Greenville County, like Caesar's Head, and you had a medical emergency, it could take you over an hour to get to downtown. And the reason that the North Greenville Hospital was built there years ago to begin with was to serve those people. So thank goodness that this was able to be reopened. The hospital emergency department, they said that it's been totally renovated, been updated, new features, new critical care trauma rooms, new medical equipment, updated computer and IT support. They've expanded the ambulance bay, it's just good news for the people of Northern Greenville County. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on this Tuesday. A bit of a sad Tuesday as we talk about these young, innocent kids, 3 9-year-olds, losing their life yesterday, along with the 3 adult teachers. I just learned that one of the students, one of the 9-year-olds, Hallie Scruggs, her dad is the pastor at this Presbyterian church that runs the school. Texter says, that hospital was the closest to me and everyone around us. If not for that department, it would take us 35 plus more minutes to get to a hospital. Yeah, it should have never been closed, but I'm glad that, Prisma, along with, some COVID money, some of Biden's COVID money, I guess that's one good thing that, some of the spending did. Portions of today's show brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell launched his new MyPillow 2.0. Just when you thought the MyPillow couldn't get any better, it did. You know, sleep's all about temperature and about the height of your head. It's not necessarily a firm or soft thing, but it's the temperature throughout the night. Do you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night and your pillow's hot and you kind of fluff it up, turn it over, and try to go back to sleep? Well, all that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0's cooling technology. You'll stay cool all night. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And it's all made possible with this brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-893-4058. Use promo code Joey, and you can buy one and get one free. No, can't beat that. And like all MyPillow products, it has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it's made in the USA. So if you order the MyPillow 2.0 and you're not as happy with it as I am with mine, you can send it back. Mike Lindell will give you a full refund. It's available in 4 loft levels. It's machine washable and dryable. Call them today, 800-893-4058, or go to MyPillow.com. Always use promo code Joey to get the absolute best deal. In this case, buy one, get one free, but check out all the other products as well. The MyPillow, the Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, you'll love the towels, the doggy beds. Get your furry little friend a nice, comfortable MyPillow doggy bed. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joey. It's 6:58. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday. We'll continue to give you the details of this horrible shooting yesterday at this Christian school in Nashville, and your phone calls. Ken in Powellsville, you're up next.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.